we know is the boni that we get every year is totally based on viewer mail, viewer tweets, viewer response, smoke signals from the tri-state region, among other things. Good morning to all of you across the country, which means Paul Sweeney and I know there is one way and only one way to goose response from our audience.
Yep.
It is, Paul, the salt tax. Paul, why don't you bring in the discussion of the salt tax? Why don't you explain what it is?
State and local taxes, you should be able to write those off. And if you live in a high tax areas, oh, I don't know, like the tri-state New York City metro
or Boston,
area. Or Boston.
Or Washington.
Or Washington, Los Angeles, San Francisco. It's a thing. And apparently they put a limit back on that a while ago. But maybe that limit might be lifted. Samantha Handler, Bloomberg Tax Congressional Reporter, joins us here. And this has become it's been a bit big issue, particularly in certain parts of the country. Samantha, give us an update on the salt tax. Can it be back on the table for discussion?
I think it definitely is. There are more Republicans now in Congress from those high tax states, from California, New York, and New Jersey. And now they have some key ground on tax writing committees like the Ways and Means Committee. I was talking to Representative Nicole Malliotakis, who is considering, you know, small tweaks to the cap that could be on the table.
So give us a sense of timing here, and how would it be done here? Because, I mean, this is since it was put in place, this cap, $10,000 per year on your deduction. That's the cap as opposed to being uncapped before. How would it be? Would it be buried in some other bigger bill, or is this something that would be taken up directly?
Right. So there are bills that have been introduced now. Mike Garcia from California already introduced a bill to repeal the cap. There would need to be a larger tax package for anything to get done, or something could get snuck in during the debt ceiling conversation or during the farm bill. There are a few opportunities this year, but it's unlikely that anything substantial happens until the cap actually is set to expire in 2025.
Why? I don't understand that. I mean, this everywhere I go in the country, this is a third rail. Somebody living large in Kansas City is affected by this, right?
Yes, and that's what Republican lawmakers are trying to get across now. Garcia actually told me that while this cap was a middle finger, he said, to blue states, it's now affecting.
I can't say that on radio. Samantha, can't say that on radio. Continue.
Sorry.
You know, I look, Samantha, at this, and I'm going to wonder about the extinguished senior senator from New York. I mean, if it gets over to Senate, there are who's against this? I don't understand. If everyone's aspiring to live large like Paul Sweeney, and everybody's aspiring to enjoy high taxes, high property taxes, whatever, that we want to put a cap on that? Who's against this?
So progressive Democrats are against it. That's why Democrats couldn't get something done before. You know, they see it as a giveaway to the rich. There were proposals similar to what Representative Malliotakis is proposing now from Bob Menendez and Bernie Sanders. But it's unclear without bipartisan support if somebody could get that done with just Democratic support.
Is this going to be like taking a cap from 10,000 to 20,000 or taking a cap from 10,000 to zero?
So it could be a full repeal, but what lawmakers are talking about now are small tweaks, maybe only capping it for high income earners and setting that level at, say, single filers who make up to $550,000 a year, or couples up to $950,000 a year.
I find it fascinating.
Well, this became, you know, this is like the big issue for Matt Miller now, because he is now a homeowner in the greater New York.
Know that.
And so this is front and center for him. But it's a big issue for many people around the country, you know, and because, you know, it was one of the incentives to home ownership in this country. And it seems like that would be something that would want to be promoted. All right, Samantha, thank you so much for joining us. Samantha Handler,
you.
Bloomberg Tax Congressional Reporter. Yeah.